call to order the regular meeting of the Board of Ethics in the City of Chula Vista for January 16th. Let's start with roll call.
Robles, present.
Kish, present.
Jemison, present.
And I'll note for the record that Commissioners Iskier and Guidetto are not present.
Okay.
And then staff-wise, myself and Ms. Aguirre are present as well.
Okay, thank you. Did we get anyone to want to make any public comments? Anybody walking around?
No.
Okay.
No public
so
comments.
On to action items then. Action item number one, approval of the October 17, 2018 minutes.
Well, being that both board member Fernando Kish and Rosa Robles were absent, can we approve the board minutes?
You can. You don't have to personally
okay.
be there.
Okay. I vote to approve the minutes.
There's a motion.
Yeah, I'll second the motion. I've read them as well.
Friendly amendment under other business. Item number two, Chair's comments. Chair thanked everyone for their attendance.
Okay.
And so we have a motion on the table with friendly amendment. All those in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any in opposition? It's 3-0. Okay. Item number two, a discussion and action to select and appoint Board of Ethics member to serve on a panel to interview applicants and to nominate selected applicants to City Council to serve as members of the Board of Ethics.
If I may, Mr.
Yes,
Chair.
Please.
Before the process to appoint members to the Board of Ethics was an interview by two city managers and then they would make a recommendation to City Council. There's been a difficulty in getting city managers to participate, so council voted to amend the ordinance, and so the panel to interview people to be on the Board of Ethics would consist of one member from the Board of Ethics and one member from the Charter Review Commission, and then they would unanimously agree to nominate people to serve on the Board of Ethics. The Charter Review Commission nominated one person, has their person identified. And they did so, I think, last week. I don't know who they are, but they've already appointed somebody. And so it's now your turn, you know, as a Board of Ethics, to select one of your members to participate in that interview process. We have, I think, three vacancies to fill. Well, actually, it's two vacancies and one holdover, Mr. Davison,
mm-hmm.
to fill. We currently have 11 applicants, and the application period closes at the end of the month. So what would happen is we would interview it. We'd follow the same process potentially as we did for selection of campaign contribution ordinance, where I would give the two members everybody's names. They'd review who they want to interview. It could be all of them or it could be a select few, and then there would be interviews conducted with nominations to go forward to City Council. And the earliest we would take place would probably be in the first 2 weeks of February. One other thing, since that panel of two is a charter, is a council-created panel, it's subject to the Brown Act, so we would notice the interviews and the public would be able to participate and attend. So that's where we're at, yes.
Point of information or clarification. I thought if it was not our last meeting, perhaps it was the meeting before, I thought we decided to move that to three members. I thought we'd heard from someone else sort of reviewing it after we had decided, I think, perhaps to go with two. Mm-hmm. And someone said, well, what if there's a tie or something? But I thought we decided to introduce a third person on that.
There was a discussion about adding a third person. But then it became too difficult of getting a third person. It was supposed to be potentially a civil service member, the one that was chosen by the other civil service members. Ultimately, the city clerk and the city attorney's office decided that it was better to just go with two.
Go with two.
Yeah, okay. it just became faster to go that route. And two was consistent with what we currently do because it was two city managers on that.
Okay. So it has to be unanimous then, those two individuals have to agree.
Yes.
In order, okay.
Yeah, and my advice would be to potentially rank them all, and then if we have three, nominate the top three. That way it becomes easier rather than voting individually. It gives a little bit more flexibility in the process. But that's something that myself and the city clerk would advise that small panel.
And so right now we have to decide who amongst us would serve on that. And how many, you said there was 35 applicants?
No, there was 11 applicants.
Oh, sorry, 11 applicants.
Yeah.
And so that would be 11 interviews? Or
it could be less.
So we would look at the applications?
The application and the resume.
And decide who to interview?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the interviews would most likely be after work hours, mm-hmm. just because, you know,
right.
You know, it's different from the campaign contribution enforcement authority, because they want a job. And
sure.
So they'll come whenever we tell them, whereas these are people that are volunteering their time. So we'll work with your schedule and their schedule to get it done. We can also at the meeting between the whoever you folks appoint and the charter review member decide what process you want to follow, you know, things like that. And realistically, it's unfortunately it's going to be between Mr. Kish and Mr. Robles,
right?
Because Mr. Jamison's termed out.
Yeah,
he can participate if you like, but you know, actually you're still on the board, so you can participate as well. So it's between the three of you.
So I don't mind doing. I'm only concerned about my time commitments at work, and sometimes getting down here at a certain hour presents the complication.
I'm sure that could be flexible.
If there's some flexibility there, then I don't mind participating, and would be okay with it.
Yeah, there's flexibility.
At
the meeting will work around everybody's schedules.
Yeah.
And they don't all have to be done all 11 in one shot. You can interview two or three, rank them, and then go to another date. So.
Well, I would like to nominate Fernando Kish for that position. I think that flexibility on interview dates and times can be resolved, so it's not an issue. So I'd like to nominate you.
Second.
Alright,
so
good.
You agree? Okay, so we have Mr. Kish. So there's a first and a second, all
yes.
in favor?
Yes. Aye.
Aye. Any
I
in opposition?
You can vote for yourself.
Can I say aye?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
So thank you, sir. We appreciate
thank
your
you.
Service
no problem.
In advance.
Thank you for helping. Yes.
Please get us some help. Okay. Anything else for item number two?
No.
Okay, then. Item number three.
The for the campaign contribution ordinance, the ordinance requires that a new panel be in place 11 months before the next election cycle, and so the next election I think is going to be in March of 2020, so we have to have a panel in place by April of 2019. So I'm going to start the process internally of soliciting applications, and then I'll come back to you folks to start interviews on the same process that we followed before, including you know, the ability to renominate this panel if you'd like for another term. Since this last year was the first year, or this last election cycle was the first year we've had complaints in quite a long time. They had three complaints and they were all resolved,
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So it's a you folks interviewed them. It was a very experienced
mm-hmm.
Panel.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we are doing separately. Is we are going to review the campaign contribution ordinance to see where we can improve based on you know, since it's been a while since they actually got done, to address any questions they had to improve the process and things like that. So I just want to let you know that's what will be coming up in the near future for you folks.
Okay. Thank you very much. Did we actually hear from Victor by chance? Did we hear from him?
Yes, he was not going to be able to show up.
Oh, okay then. Okay. But he's still actively involved.
Yes,
oh,
he
okay.
asked for the agenda and everything.
Okay, okay, thanks. Okay, on to anything else for item number three? Any other discussion? Okay. On to other business. Staff comments.
I have a comment. Every year or every within 6 months of appointment, people have to complete the AB 1234 training, the ethics training. Every 2 years, they have to renew it. For
You got that letter.
Yeah, the three of you, yours has expired, and so you folks have to do it again. Just by luck, at the end of the month, I think April 29th, we are doing, Glenn and I, the city attorney and myself, are doing the AB 1234 training.
Did you say April 29th?
I mean, January 29th.
Oh,
January
29th, okay.
So, yeah. Yes.
January 29th?
Yes. We're doing AB 1234 training here. Of course, you folks are welcome to do it on the AG's website as well, if that's easier.
So is there an electronic kind of,
yes,
that you can do it?
Yeah.
Over the,
yeah.
I'm just in trial on that week, so.
Yeah, you could do it online.
Okay. And is there a deadline to do it by? Probably already? Passed?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I'll get on that.
Yeah.
I didn't get a letter this time.
You did not.
No.
You can go to the website where we're all registered online, and you can check for your renewal. It's that website that you know, we just log in and it just basically prompts.
Is it Target Solutions?
I can't remember.
I don't know what we call
what
it.
Website it was, but I know we have a website that we're using, and it has all the previous filings, and then we just have to, if nothing else has changed, then you can use the same one. If not, you have to go back and.
If you want, I'll send everybody the link to
send
the
us a link, yes.
The link.
Yeah.
But the city attorney one, but it's 2 hours, we get food. It's less, it's slightly less painful.
And it's interesting. If you haven't
I must have because I'm also a county employee, so I think the county would also have those requirements.
Yeah.
Well, and with the state we have requirements too. So
yeah, so I don't know. And is it possible that I fulfilled those and it not show up on the cities, or that can't be a communication there?
No, I would ask the city clerk.
Okay.
What they would accept.
Okay. All right. So I'll look into it and
yeah.
See. All right.
Okay. So, but I'll send everybody an invitation to the January 29th training if you're available.
Right.
And then I'll add the link if you prefer.
Make
to do
sure.
How long did you
it.
Say the training was? Mm-hmm. An 8 hour training?
Yeah. It's legally required to be 2 hours.
Oh, 2 hours. Okay.
Yeah. It's not an 8 hour day.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
still. Yeah. And I think we would start at 6.
In the morning or PM?
PM.
Yeah.
PM.
PM.
Oh, then
six
I,
to eight.
Maybe I can
six
make
eight.
It.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Depending
six
on the
eight.
Trial, see what it's going.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just remind people of that. And then, of course, and I'm also thinking of April. In April, everybody has to do the Form 700s
yeah.
as
mm-hmm.
well. So
mm-hmm.
those are the ethical requirements that are coming up.
And just make sure that when we meet in April that I am able to attend because of taxes. You know.
Yeah.
I happen to miss the EPA meeting every time because of that.
Yeah, and then another, the last component of staff comments is we're also working still on the lobbying registration ordinance. Everybody suggested that we met with, that we contemporaneously do an ex parte communication policy for council. And so we're gonna work with council member Padilla, since he has a lot of experience through the Coastal Commission of their ex parte communication requirements, and are going to draft something. We have a draft document for the ex parte communication policy that we'll work on, and then of course we'll bring everything back to go forward again, both the lobbyist registration ordinance and the ex parte. Hopefully will be a joint document with the Board of Ethics and the city attorney's office. And one of the things, if there's one item, if there's an item in the proposed language, but the board wants something different and it isn't included, we'll reference that in the staff report and be able to bring it up for discussion for council as well. Because there's a lot of competing interests, obviously, in that, because you know, we're trying to balance the goal versus what you folks want versus what the city clerks wants versus what the lobbyists want versus what the public would want. So it's a lot of competing interests, and we're trying to merge them. But we at least want to make sure you folks get as much as you want in, with also anything, any issues you have addressed to council. That would have a full kind of, because you know, the lobbyist people will be there, of course, saying their piece. Okay.
I would feel remiss were I not. I think this is going to not sit so well with Commissioner Escare. I remember our last conversation.
Yes.
He's ready for that ordinance to be off and running, so
yeah.
A worthy cause in terms of adding the additional codicil or whatever.
Yeah.
But I can just hear his angst.
Yes.
And something else is sort of.
Well, Well, we'll make sure that
impacting the process.
Yeah, well, we will make sure that his concerns are addressed, whether it's including in the ordinance or having space in the staff report to address the issues.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments under staff comments?
No, other than happy new year, and thank you for your hard work.
Thank you. Chair's comments, I would echo that. Happy new year to everyone. It's good to see everyone. And personally, I'm probably going to be retiring in June of this year. And so I promised my wife years and years and years ago when we first moved out this way that on retirement we would relocate to the south. And so sometime between June and Thanksgiving, I've been tasked to make that happen. So we will be returning to
Southern California.
No, I wish I did. No, but we're moving back to Alabama. So, yeah.
Well, it'll certainly be our loss, but I guess Alabama's gain.
Yeah.
I promised. So, but it's certainly been a privilege working with you guys and the ladies as well. So, appreciate the opportunity. Commissioner, board members' comments?
Well, in light of that fact, we wish you luck and we do thank you for all your service. You're definitely going to be missed, I can tell you that much, but you have to do what you have to do for your family, so we wish
you
lots of luck. With that said, I want to know what we're doing about recruiting to fill all those vacancies that we've had for quite a while now.
Well, we have 11 applications so far, and the application period remains open until the end of the month.
Okay.
So we'll probably end up with a decent number.
So as soon as now that we've appointed Commissioner Kish, that now we basically can continue getting the process rolling and...
Yes.
Okay.
We technically have to wait. I think the second reading occurred of the ordinance. I think it occurred this last council meeting.
Okay.
And so it's effective 30 days after that. And then that'll coincide with the end of the recruiting period. So that's why I said the interviews would probably start sometime in mid-February.
Excellent. Okay.
Have you had an opportunity to take a peek at the applications?
I've seen them, but not in great deal.
Okay.
I know some. We have a
good candidates.
We have a diverse mix with good experience. So
hopefully
it'll be a good group.
Excellent.
But I haven't looked at them in detail.
Sure.
And it's been a while because. I get them as they come in, but I haven't been able to open the resumes because of our change to Microsoft 365.
You share my pain.
And so all I see is the application, and so that's what I've read.
So. Well, those are all the comments I have. I don't know if you have any.
I would just echo the Happy New Year wishes from everyone. Other than that, nothing else.
Okay. Well, thank you all. If there is nothing else, then is there a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor, let it know by saying aye.
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 We then are adjourned at, 5:43?
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right.
Wonderful. So have you started the house hunting?